Hi, this is Matthew Ryan. You're listening to Tell the Band Go Home, 101.5 UMFM, where you can curse.
That woke you up. You know, sometimes I feel bad about jarring you with a song like that, but today I don't care. I hope I hope it gave you the zap that you needed today. Because, man, oh, man, what a song. So good. That is Matthew Ryan there from the classic album May Day. And it is May Day, May 1st today. And welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's a singer-songwriter show. We play the good stuff and hang out till 4 o'clock and have a good time. And hopefully you will hang out till 4 o'clock and hopefully you will have a good time. You can always help, you know, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM. If you got ideas or suggestions or, you know, comments, questions, advice, whatever you got, just send it on in. You can also email me, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. That's Jeff with a J. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm at Jeff Robson. And, you know, you can come down here, University Center. It's beautiful outside. And I know you're probably working in the garden or something, but take us with you, you know? Stick something in your ear. That'll take us with you. It'll be worth it, I think. All right? Yeah, so May Day, it is the title of Matthew Ryan's debut CD. And what a record it is. It's just a tremendous thing for a young kid to come out with a record like this and set him on course for a career where he's never stopped being bold and fearless and brilliant, and so many great songs. And I'm gonna have to play a couple more from Matthew Ryan, especially. I gotta play at least one more from May Day. Should I play two? I don't know. We'll see. But I gotta play you this. You know, it's so good. Well, I guess we played the first song off the record. This is the second song. I was, you know, as I am wont to do, I was feeling sorry for myself the other day, and put this record on, and this line just got me. In life, there's a lot of high grass and deep wet sand. You just trudge through the best you can, and remember to watch your step. Here's Matthew Ryan. Just like you threw me away.
watch your step. You can take it on the run now, babe, 'cause you'll throw it away. You'll throw it away. You can take it on the run now, babe, 'cause you'll throw it away. You'll throw it away. You can take it on the run now, baby, 'cause you're gonna throw him away. Just like he threw me away. Just like he threw me away. Just like he threw me away.
If you can track that one down, and you can find it digitally, that's for sure. It's well worth the effort. It's called Mayday. It's Matthew Ryan. It goes back to the year 1997. Holy cow. It's coming up on a big anniversary for that record next year. Oh, I guess we'll have to play a whole bunch of it. Oh, well. Shucks darn. Just a tremendous, tremendous record. And like I said, it launched a great career. And I got to thank our pal Scruffy Annibal for giving me a copy of that record years ago. And I remember we were on our way to the original Stew Dome when he passed me a copy of that record and said, "Here, you should listen to this. I think you really like the first song." And I didn't just like the first song. I loved it all. And we may have actually been going to see this guy at that original Stew Dome. It could have been Mike Plume. It was probably Mike Plume, but it could have been this guy. I think it was probably this guy now that I think about it. He had a birthday yesterday. And how about a little belated birthday love for a good pal of ours coming back to Winnipeg twice this summer. He never comes here. Coming twice. Once in July and once in August. And darn it, you get out there and see him. And wish him a belated happy birthday. Yesterday was his birthday. We love him. Jim Bryson.
Yeah.
set to break all the little girls' hearts. You can tune your guitar and get there for a start. Now I heard that you bought a van. You turned 23, you're living in all the land. You told the press it was all in the past. And your friends and your fans would kiss my ass. You're sick of sleeping on your best friend's floor. But now, honestly, do you ever expect much more? Now I heard that you started again. Moved out west and got a brand new plan. You told the press it was all in your past. And your friends and your fans could kiss my ass. You told the press it was all in your past. And your friends and your fans could kiss my ass.
Messages. Jesus Christ, you never found. I would feel much better if we only talked more. And I would feel much better, my love, if I always wasn't so bored. On summer nights, underneath the stars and the moon, I could tell them I miss you. But Jesus Christ, who is fool and who? And I would feel much better
If we only talked more, I would feel much better. My love, if I always wasn't so bored. I'm beginning to blur. I'm beginning to stumble. Jesus Christ, what am I waiting here for?
I feel much better every time I hear that song, every time I hear that guy. That's Jim Bryson. It was his birthday yesterday, for goodness sake. We love us some Jim Bryson, that's for sure, and especially that record, The North Side Benches. That's good stuff right there. Before that, we heard Impaler from the album Occasionals and from the new record, Somewhere We Will Find Our Place. We heard The Depression Dance. It is so good to see Jim out playing and doing his own thing these days. And I hope Kathleen Edwards doesn't screw it up, because he started doing more and more of his own thing when she decided to retire. And now that she's doing festivals and stuff, if she comes back, then his whole solo career is going to be on the back burner again. And I can't let that happen. So, you know, there's got to be a balance here. Let's make sure that we find a balance in our Jim Bryson. You can catch him in July here at some festival. And then in August at the Trout Forest Music Festival, along with Oh Susanna. And word has it there might be a local show as well. We're working on it. I can never say for sure with Jim. That's for sure. Another birthday on Friday. This guy had a birthday, and here's another record. Another one of my all-time favorite records. Another record that just... it left such an impression on my brain. I could play any song off this record and love it. So it's always hard to pick, but I think I'm going to go with this one today. From an album called Wandered, happy birthday, belated birthday to our old pal, Shannon Lyon.
Somebody maybe should have told me broken heart don't last long. Somebody maybe never told me, 'cause this heart's been aching way too long. Well, this heart's been aching too long. Maybe I'm a little naive. Maybe it's the boy in me. 'Cause when I'm in your arms, I feel that I have. Baby, won't you come back to me? Somebody maybe should have told me a broken heart don't last long. Somebody maybe left some words out, 'cause this heart's been aching me way too long. This heart's been aching too long. Maybe I'm a little naive. Maybe it's the boy in me. 'Cause when I'm in your arms, the feeling that I have,
kissing in your stairway. Maybe I'm a little naive. I'm a little naive. Yeah.
places, Canadian towns, Canadian faces. Snow drifts abound with the sun beating down. Our lives moving forward in all these dirty old towns. Well, I have feared in so many places. I remember the times, I remember the faces. Hoping that love would just come and take me away. Castle home on the old dirty road, Bowmanville Zoo, I remember you so. Well, Uxbridge, you named us, and Oshawa shamed us. We ended up in that old German town on the southerly part of Ontario. And when I think of it all, I think of the dirty old South. Towns, when old Dutch faces, windmills abound, where the rain never stopped pouring down, down, down. You will honor me, save me, soon after you blame me, or maybe I just blame myself. We were drinking too much in Amsterdam, but we still had something to live for. It all, it's hard to forgive myself. Oh, when I think of it all, I think of the dirty old South. Well, I hear. So many towns, so many faces. Oh, Amsterdam, Eindhoven, Arnhem, Berlin, Barcelona, Malaga. Where have I been? Well, I slept in your teepee, we slept in your wigwam, made love in your trailer, we passed out on the front lawn. And when I think of it all, oh, it's hard to forgive myself.
Shannon Lyon, just love that guy. He's promising to come back this summer, and hopefully we'll have him at the old Sunset Saloon. He loves playing in the backyard, so hopefully that'll work out. Stay tuned for details on that, and we wish him a happy birthday. It was his birthday on Friday. He is just a delightful person, and we wish him all the best. That was the Lights Behind. No, that was their Dirty Old South from the album The Lights Behind, and what a tremendous, tremendous album it is. I don't think he's actually played here since that record's been out, has he? Is that true? I think so. Pleasing You, Pleases Me before that from the album Broken Things, featuring the stunning vocals of Miss... the hell's her name? It just flew out of my head. It's going to bug me now. Just flew right out of my head. And we heard Naive there from Wandered, another tremendous, tremendous record. And if you see Shannon, you just you tell him we love him and wish him a happy birthday, and hopefully we'll see him soon. I got some new music for you this week. Thought I'd play you this one right here. This is really good stuff. This guy released a record a couple of years ago that was very promising indeed. And it sounds like he's just he's growing by leaps and bounds. Still playing with Bill Western, which is always, you know, a feather in his cap for sure. Just a great band on this record. Kevin Torgelson on bass, Ryan Voth on drums, Murray Pulver producing this thing and playing all over it, and a huge part of this record, the sound of it anyway, is Mr. Grant Drippy Siemens. It is a fine and an exciting new EP called Cash Crop from Southern Manitoba. This is Quentin Blair.
Well, the round bell feeders, it's empty still. But three white fans wrapped around this field. And I can't afford the mailbox anymore. Well, the cattle picked through the last of the hay was all full of mold cause it bailed in the rain. So I turned them out just to graze on the standing corn. Hasn't been supposed to keep it all tied down. When it feels a ghost, I'm following him around. Is it oil money running a small town store? Where they stole it from Steel Town the night before. Send it away for the day to bring it back again. They're just cutting it out, dropping it up, stealing her bones for another cash crop. Some days I think they'll let anyone buy this ground. Hasn't been supposed to keep it all tied down. When shipping again and stripping the leaves as the frost settles in. A second pair of socks just to walk across the kitchen floor. Hasn't been supposed to keep it all tied. Chandelier bleu, tu m'envoies.
jette sur mon nez avec ce torchon bleu. Sur la glace, la pluie m'agace, il m'embrasse, ce chandail idiot, je déteste les Maple Leafs, Toronto. Sera détruit par des millions de mètres. Avec mon numéro 9 qui viendra en Suède, on sera 10 Maurice Richard sur la même équipe. Sur la glace, la vie m'agace, il m'embrasse, ce chandail idiot. Je déteste les Maple Leafs, Toronto.
Thank you. should stay.
Hi, this is Gary Loris from the Jayhawks, and listen to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Yeah.
is that not tremendous? Love that. Brand new. Saw this lady at the Trout Forest Music Festival last year and just thought she was wonderful. And she's coming back on the 28th. She's opening for Valdi here in Winnipeg. And as much as I love Valdi, I think she might be the more exciting part of that bill. Amanda Rayom is her name. She has a new record called Holding Patterns. And she's put out a bunch of records before, but this one takes kind of a leap forward in, sonically and just the presentation of the record. It's produced by, well, what do you know, Jim Bryson. Recorded a lot in his backyard. So it features Jim all over the place, as well as Anders Durup, who played with her at Trout Forest last year and was great. Anna Ruddick plays bass on this thing a lot. Peter Von Alten, former Skydigger, plays the drums. Our pal Blair Hogan is all over this record playing some stuff, even some banjo on one track, and Chantel Kreviazek makes an appearance as well. It's a fine record. You'll be hearing more of this for sure. Leading up to the 28th when she drops by Winnipeg. That's Amanda Rayom. Before that, something brand new from the Jayhawks. They have a new record called Paging Mr. Proust. We heard Quiet Corners and Empty Spaces. There's a rumor going around that the Jayhawks might play Winnipeg this summer. And it's really bugging me because I got to find out because I haven't bought my tickets to go see them in Fargo yet. They're playing in Fargo. And if they're playing in Winnipeg, then I might not have to go to Fargo, you see? But if they're not playing Winnipeg, then I definitely got to go to Fargo. So I got to find out. So if somebody knows, you know, how likely this is to happen, please let me know. Good stuff going on in Fargo this summer. Holy cow. There's a new venue opening up that's bringing in some solid talent. We heard a band in there called Little Green Cars. We got to thank our pal Mike Plume for the tip on that one. I just love them. But especially, it's another one of those bands, just like Rah Rah, where there's a dude in the band who does most of the singing. And frankly, he's not that good. And they have a secret weapon in the band. Just an incredible female singer, and she doesn't get to take nearly enough songs, but the ones that she does are always standouts for sure. We heard one of those called Easier Day there from the Little Green Cars. We heard something brand new from Del Barber. Finally found a copy of his record. It's not easy to find. I don't know if this is some new marketing strategy. Like, we won't make the record available anywhere. You can't pick it up at McNally Robinson, where I usually go. Had to go buy it at HMV. I felt a little dirty, but I didn't really have a choice. You know, we don't have it at the station. If Dell's people are listening, you know, tell the guy to get the record out there somewhere. I'm not Stu Reed. I don't get free copies anymore. I gotta find these things. Good to see the family. We heard Mon Chandail de Hockey. I guess they would say de hockey, wouldn't they? From the album The Lights Go Out. Co-write by Rachel Rand on that one. We love Rachel. I don't know if Rachel's listening, but nice to see Rachel and the kids get shout-outs on this record. Very cool indeed. Jeremy and Jesse are in there as well. And a co-write by Del Barber, actually, before that. A song called Following Him Around, new from Quentin Blair from his album. Well, it's an EP, four songs. Great four songs. Cash Crop. And I know that Gail's going to play one more off that record tonight on the Cover Cafe. We got some more stuff to talk about, stuff to do. Still time for your requests, though, if you want. Stay tuned. We'll talk about so much more. Oh, here, I want to play this for you. I played this on Thursday, but I'll play it again. Every hour, we have to tell you what station you're listening to. And here, one of my students recorded this, and I think it's pretty good.
This is CJUM 101.5 FM, broadcasting live from Winnipeg.